This is World Update with Dan Damon. As George Bush meets European leaders, we'll explore the future of the transatlantic relationship and policy towards Iran. South Africans are taking part in a million-man march against crime. We'll hear from the actor who's organized it. And out with the Colombian Special Forces hunting down the kidnappers trying to release their victims. Those stories after the latest world news headlines.
BBC News with Zoe Diamond. President Bush is holding talks with European Union leaders in Slovenia today at the start of his last visit to Europe before he leaves office early next year. A BBC correspondent at the summit says the main focus will be on Iran and that there will be a joint warning of extra sanctions unless Tehran freezes its nuclear programme. The head of the US Federal Reserve, Ben Bernanke, says the American economy may have avoided a major decline. Mr. Bernanke said that despite the recent rise in unemployment, the risk of a substantial downturn appeared to have diminished. The danger posed by China's main quake lake appears to have lessened, with more water now flowing out than going in. The authorities in Sichuan say the level of Lake Tangjiashan has begun to drop, with some of the muddy excess pouring into the already flattened town of Bechuan. Chinese and Western environmentalists say China's use of resources has doubled in less than half a century. A study by the WWF and a Chinese advisory body says the biological footprint of the average Chinese is still low by world standards, but growing fast. An international group of scientists says climate change now poses such a serious threat to the world's food and water supplies that new technology must be developed urgently to allow a drastic reduction in carbon dioxide emissions. Their report focuses particularly on the need to capture and store carbon gases produced by the burning of coal. The United Nations says food aid has fallen to its lowest level in almost 50 years as a result of soaring grain prices. A World Food Programme report says global food aid deliveries fell by 15% last year to 5.9 million tonnes, down from a peak of 15 million tonnes in 1999. And that's the latest BBC News.
This is World Update from the BBC World Service in London. I'm Dan Damon. President Bush is on a tour of Europe, meeting old friends, maybe trying to placate old enemies. But this is more than valedictory. Mr. Bush is visiting nations and leaders he would like to help boost the US effort to get new and harsher measures aimed at preventing Iran from proceeding with a suspected plan to build a nuclear bomb. Our security and defence correspondent Rob Watson joins us now live. What kind of a hearing will President Bush get on the subject of Iran?
Well, I think he'll certainly get a sympathetic hearing in terms of how serious a threat would a nuclear-armed Iran be. I don't think there's any disagreement in Europe about that, and certainly the concern has deepened on that score. You've seen, for example, a new president in France, Sarkozy, who is much more concerned about this. Now, on the substance, will European leaders agree to tighter sanctions or tighter measures against Iran as the United States would like? Well, let's wait and see. I mean, essentially, what the Americans want is for the Europeans to cut export credits to Iran, that is to stop the support of exports to Iran, and essentially to cut the ties with Iran's financial institutions.
And there are some signs that that is beginning to work, because a lot of the banks that have been doing business with Iran recognise that's damaging their business with the US.
Absolutely, that's been the prime motivation. It's not been so much that these countries or these banks have decided it would be a good thing in itself to cut ties with Iran's financial institutions, but they're just thinking, oh my goodness, maybe we're going to lose business in the most important market of the world, and that's the US.
What about other questions? What about more cooperation inside NATO in Afghanistan? Is that also going to get a sympathetic hearing by Mr. Bush?
Well, poor old President Bush, he's been something of a travelling salesman on this one, hasn't he? I mean, I've watched him and Defence Secretary Robert Gates try and make this particular sale across Europe at NATO meetings at defence ministers' level. I saw President Bush try to do that deal in Bucharest in Romania earlier this year. The bottom line on that one, Dan, is just that it's tough. You know, in some ways, It's an echo of the whole issue with Iran. You know, European leaders agree that Afghanistan is very important. It's hugely important that Iran shouldn't get a nuclear weapon. But when you ask European leaders to take tougher measures or to commit more troops to Afghanistan, they're reluctant.
It is a more friendly Europe towards George Bush than it was at the time of the Iraq invasion.
Oh, hugely. Look, if you think about it, 5 years ago, the idea of President Bush spending a week in Western Europe, that would have been like a holiday in hell. But things have really changed quite markedly. In some ways, of course, it's because many Europeans are just looking straight through and beyond this president to the next one, and European audiences are very excited about the American Democratic, the democratic process, the whole razzmatazz of an election. So that's partly that. But also there are leaders now in Europe like Angela Merkel, President Sarkozy in France, who are just more sympathetic, more pro-American than their predecessors. So things remarkably different. Does that mean that all the problems are over, that transatlantic